This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. After Christianity Today published an article supporting the impeachment of President Donald Trump, the evangelical world quickly began fighting over whether or not it was the appropriate response. Find out more after this break.
God's word promises in Proverbs 3:6 that if we acknowledge him in everything we do, he will direct our paths. This statement holds true not only for America, but also for our daily lives. The gospel message is simple. Put God first in everything you do. Matthew 6:33 and Luke 10:27 say this: You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Next, love your neighbor unconditionally. Luke 10:27 says, You are to love your neighbor as yourself. Next, love your neighbor unconditionally. Luke 10:27 says, You are to love your neighbor as yourself. And lastly, fulfill the Great Commission. Mark 16:15 says, Go into all the world and preach the gospel, that is, the good news, to every creature. If you want to see America continually blessed, now is the time to step out in faith and spread the good news. This is faith in action. Wherever we go, every faithful Christian is compelled through obedience to Jesus to share his simple three-step gospel message all across our land. For more information, please go to the website at www.putgodfirstamerica.com. That's www.putgodfirstamerica.com.
On December 19th, Christianity Today editor-in-chief Mark Galli posted an op-ed titled, Trump Should Be Removed from Office. Christianity Today generally avoids weighing in on political matters, but Galli said it was no longer possible to not respond. The article argued that Trump's character was morally indefensible and that he should be removed from office for the same reasons former Presidents Clinton and Nixon were removed or impeached from office. Galli wrote, Trump's evangelical supporters have pointed to his Supreme Court nominees, his defense of religious liberty, and his stewardship of the economy, among other things, as achievements that justify their support of the president. We believe the impeachment hearings have made it absolutely clear, in a way the Mueller investigation did not, that President Trump has abused his authority for personal gain and betrayed his constitutional oath. None of the president's positives can balance the moral and political danger we face under a leader of such grossly immoral character. The op-ed immediately drew strong reactions from Christians on both sides of the aisle, and their reactions mostly aligned with their pre-existing political bias. Moderate and progressive believers praised the column for speaking truth to power and refusing to compromise on Christian convictions, while conservative believers said the column's arguments were baseless and was simply dividing the body of Christ. A number of detractors posted opinion columns of their own dedicated to refuting the original CT column. President Trump himself posted about the article multiple times throughout the day, despite saying he did not care and would not read CT anymore. Franklin Graham, son of Billy Graham, who founded CT, said the magazine represented the elitist liberal wing of evangelicalism and denounced it in a Facebook post. He wrote, For Christianity Today to side with the Democrat Party in a totally partisan attack on the President of the United States is unfathomable. Why would Christianity Today choose to take the side of the Democrat left whose only goal is to discredit and smear the name of a sitting president? But not all of Graham's relatives came to Trump's defense. Two of his grandchildren, Boz Chavijian and Jerusha Duford, said Graham would have been proud of the courage demonstrated by CT and likely agreed with them. This article has clearly divided many within the body of Christ, as many wrangle with the relationship between their faith and their political convictions. Pray for unity and restoration among believers during this Advent season. And if you appreciate this story, you can hear more stories like it through our new Charisma Audio service. For more information, check out charismamediaaudio.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.